work behind the scenes continues as the New York State Department of Transportation moves towards removing or replacing the crumbling Interstate 81 viaduct that cuts through the heart of Syracuse. WRVO's Ellen Abbott looks at the latest timetable.
The community's been talking about this for years. What to do when the viaduct that brings 81 through Syracuse comes to the end of its lifespan next year.
This will be the biggest project in the history of the Department of Transportation for New York State.
So, says State DOT Commissioner and former Syracuse Mayor Matt Driscoll, it's bound to take a while to figure out.
And I think sometimes, you know, people are lost on that because I think most people see the elevated highway, and of course we've all experienced the twists and turns here located in downtown Syracuse, but it's much bigger than that.
He says the needs of commuters, businesses, and the poverty-ridden neighborhoods that straddle the interstate all must be taken into account. So engineers are whittling down what is officially four, but really three options. Doing nothing, which Driscoll says won't happen, rebuilding the viaduct, building a grade-level boulevard, or digging a tunnel. The department is still stingy with specifics, but Project Director Mark Frechette says that'll change once the draft environmental impact statement is released later this year.
We've continued to evolve. We've continued to build on each of those solutions to really understand, you know, what it would mean. Traffic analysis, impacts to businesses, those are all information that it will be coming out.
Once the draft EIS is unveiled at a fall open house and the public weighs in, Driscoll says he'll make the final recommendation in early 2017 to the federal government, which is paying the lion's share of the more than $1 billion project. When construction will start, Driscoll won't say, but he won't let the project languish.
My goal is really to move this as efficiently as we can. I'd like to get this, you know, really started sooner than later, and so that we as a community can have this project complete, a successful project, and move on.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.